Oof. So good morning and happy Sabbath. How are you guys doing? Good? Do you want to know how am I? Can somebody guess? No, not how old. How am I? Do you want to know? Yes, thank you. Do you know why? Why? First time ever in English. I used to do it, but in Spanish, and it's way different. So listen. If you don't understand something that I say, please ask to your parents whenever you return to your seats, okay? Don't ask me, okay? Now, who of you like money? Raise your hand, let me see. Do you like money? Let me see, Fiorella. Oh, she likes money too. I like money too. So, okay, got you. Okay, listen. Whoa, what is this? Money. Yeah. So today I have a special gift for you, okay? And it's not too much, but you can do whatever you want with it, okay? Oh, thank you, baby. Can I give her some 2 coins? Yeah? Okay, so I'm going to give you 2 coins each, whatever comes out, okay? Here, Bellamy. 2 for you. Okay, whatever's come. 2 for you. 2 for you, Keith. Let me see. 2 for you, William. 2 for you, Divya. Fiorelita. And 2 for you, Chabobin. Valerie. No coins for the babies. And 2 for you. Okay. Evelyn and Tovich. Okay. Did I miss somebody? No?
No.
Okay, now. Huh? Oh, no, it's just for you guys. Come on. I don't have enough for everybody. It's just for you because you're very special. So now let me ask you, what are you going to do with your money? You're going to try to save it? Okay, let me see. $1 million, wow. Let me see. Dylan, what are you going to do with your money?
Put it in an offering.
Put it on the offering. William, what are you going to do with your money?
Yes.
What are you going to do?
You don't know. Okay, I hope you can buy something with it, okay? Just save it, okay. You want to give your money to
God? I'm going to give it to my parents.
To your parents, okay. Interesting. I'm sorry. For yourself, okay. I give it to you, so it's your gift. Okay, now listen. Shh, listen. Okay, listen. I want you to listen. Because we are going to learn something very, very special today, okay? So one day, Jesus went to the temple with his disciples. He was sitting in the temple watching how people give their offering. Now, Chabube, do you know how we collect offering here in church? Do you know? Does somebody know?
Me.
Do you know? How? Come on, Dylan, help me out.
What was the question?
Come on. How do we collect offering here in church?
I know. The deacons pass around a dish and you put your offering in it?
Yes, the deacon pass around. That's okay, thank you. And people can put their offering. But, in Jesus' time, it was different. Do you know how it was? How? Yes, before, in Jesus' time, they have collection boxes, something like this, maybe. So I'm going to put this right here so everybody can see it, okay? So people used to came over and pour their money into the collection boxes. Well, I don't know. They knew whatever they wanted. Yeah, whatever they wanted. Thank you. So, Jesus was sitting at the temple watching the people. And there were many, many rich people in Jerusalem at those days. But they also were people not so rich, and so and so. All these rich people have nice houses and wear fancy clothes, and they also have plenty food to eat. Plenty food to eat. Do you guys have plenty food to eat at home? Yeah? You don't? Well, sometimes we have more and sometimes we have a little bit less. Yeah. But all these rich people, they were very, very rich. And after they paid for their nice houses and their fancy clothes and their good food, do you know what? They took some of the money they had left to the church as an offering, and they pour it on the collection box, just like Bellamy. So all these rich people, they liked when people stare at them. Look. They liked when their money make noise so people will see, like you are watching right now, and they will hope that people will whisper, "Oh, look at that money. Wow, he put so much money in the offering box. Oh, he certainly is generous." Do you think? Is he generous? Yes. Well, Jesus knew. Hey, God, help me out. Thank you. Okay, now listen. Listen. Okay, William. Shh, come on. Okay, are you listening? Okay, so these rich people put only what they had left over. And Jesus knew that. But then, listen. Then a poor woman came into the temple. And she was so ashamed. She was almost crying because she didn't have nothing. She only had two little tiny coins. That's all that she had. And she slipped it in through the treasury box and she hurried away because she didn't want nobody to see her. But who saw her? Who? Jesus and God too. But Jesus had seen her. And Jesus knew that she gave more than what? Than who? Do you think that she gave more than the rich people? Do you think? What do you say? Yes? Oh, yeah. Because that's right. That's exactly the answer. She gave all of her money that she had at home or in her pocket, all of her money, she gave it to the Lord. But all these rich people, they only give after they have buy and pay and they do whatever they want to do. So Jesus knew. So this story show us how we have to be like this poor woman. Yes, Evelyn. Well, sometimes, yeah. So we all can learn from this story, right? That it doesn't matter if we have a lot or we have just a little bit. If we give it without of love, God will see it, okay? And he will be happy. And he will be very proud of you, okay? So now, I'm going to pass this around. And if you are grateful, you can do whatever you want because I give it to you. But if you think that you can give something to God, you can put your offering here, okay? Okay? We'll see. Okay, you can come up like those days. Come on. If you want to, okay? All right, you can keep it if you want, but if you want to keep it, you can do it. Don't take it. No. Don't take all the money. No. Oh my goodness. I pictured this different. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. So who want to? Oh, you want to give it to God? All right. Thank you. You gave all your money. Okay. It doesn't matter. I don't have to see. Jesus is God. In heaven, he is watching you, and he is very proud, okay? So next time when you have something, remember that you can give God. It doesn't matter how, okay? So let's pray. Luis?
The Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the story you gave us. I hope we learn a valuable lesson about we should give 10% of our money. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.